morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And as you can tell by the background music, this morning's interview is about the Nutcracker. Joining me in the studio this morning from the Nutcracker is Melissa Hantke. Am I saying that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Melissa is, she calls herself the stage manager and the choreographer of the Nutcracker, but we know Melissa is so much more involved in making dance happen at the Sitka Studio of Dance and making the Nutcracker happen. Ben Gordon is a senior at Sitka High and a dancer in the Nutcracker. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And Ruby Gale, also a senior at Sitka High, dancing in the Nutcracker. And I noticed when I put the music on, you guys can't hear it now, but people listening can still hear it. You immediately sort of started going into a little choreographed
little bounce.
It is like seared into your brains by this time.
Right? Yes, it is.
How not only from this year, but last year.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Did it. From and like the past five Nutcrackers.
Yeah, from infancy almost. Yes. How long have you been working on the Nutcracker this year?
Well, we auditioned kids in May, and we started rehearsing in September. Costumers and Melinda and I started working on stuff probably in April of last year. Spring, and so we're ready to go now.
Ready to go, and it's going to be this. It's going to open Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center, and then you're going to have two performances on Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And that matinee Saturday afternoon, that's the full. It's the full
show.
Full show. And then Sunday, one more time at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. And folks can pick up tickets at Old Harbor Books. They're $20 in advance or $25 at the door. Children 2 to 12 are $15 in advance or $17 at the door. And I guess it's just not for those of us out in the real world, it just doesn't seem like Christmas without the Nutcracker. But I guess we can't underestimate the amount of work that goes into this. I mean, Ben, I guess you've been rehearsing since September.
Since September,
like Melissa said, but you've been going to dance class a long time just to be able to be eligible to have a part in the Nutcracker, right?
We actually had auditions for this year in May, so that the whole preparation goes on from the summer, and then we started rehearsing in September.
Okay, and so you auditioned back in May, and what part did you wind up with?
I have a solo in the party scene. I come in as a prospector. I'm a tour guide in the tourist scene and a slimline tap dancer.
Okay. I hope this comes out right. Ben, you have kind of a reputation on the DDF team as somebody who's kind of, you know, you're kind of very good with the spoken word.
Thank you.
Yeah. How? I mean, the Nutcracker is silent. Nobody says anything. Do you feel any way limited?
I don't feel limited because a lot of my parts are acting, thankfully. But I've been taking dance for a while now, so I hope that shows somewhere along the way.
It does.
Well, good. How about you, Ruby? You've probably been dancing since you could walk.
I mean, I actually just found a home video of me dancing when I was a little kid, and that was interesting. But I started taking class when I was 5, so it's been 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Okay. And what were you cast as in the Nutcracker?
Okay.
This time,
I have many parts. I'm a Northern Light, a crab, a can-can dancer. I'm the Fireweed Fairy, and a flower.
Okay, yes. And the Fireweed Fairy is one of the big solo dances, but also the Fireweed Fairy this year is getting a special role as well.
This is the first year that anyone from Sitka has done a pas de deux, pas de deux, and I'm doing that with David Craze Tompkins, and it's really pretty cool because before we had professionals come and do it, and now it's local people, so we start with that, David and I, and then he goes into his solo, and I do my solo, and then we do a coda at the end and dance together.
Okay. Are there some lifts involved?
There are some lifts. There are quite a few lifts, actually, and it should be interesting. to see how all that goes.
Yeah, I remember when the pros were brought in the first Nutcrackers to do the pas de deux. It was, I mean, the bar is pretty high for this. Are you and David yes. anxious about taking it on?
I'm a little anxious, but I think we worked really hard, and I think it shows a lot, so.
Okay, well, that'll be good. Melissa, it's taken a while, I think, probably, for the Sitka Studio of Dance to kind of cultivate the program and students to get to the point where you could do a pas de deux. Did you and Melinda McAdams say, this is the year, we have the people, let's go for it?
I think Melinda, she did the choreography for this dance, looked at Ruby and David and thought it was a perfect match, and David Christ Tompkins was able to stay in town this year, so it worked out.
Okay. Yeah, this is not the only new thing in the Nutcracker, right?
No, in the opening in the first act, we added the Duke Ellington music back into the battle scene, so that's a really nice surprise, and Melinda also choreographed that, and she added some tap dancing with some ladies that we call the Rockettes.
Okay, and also the Rat Queen
yep.
is back.
Back.
And I guess, and I want to say it's not Stahlbaum. It's the who's the person, the character who brings the magic box?
Oh, Aunt Drosselmeyer.
Oh, Drosselmeyer mm-hmm. is going to be an aunt again
yes.
this year,
played by Stephanie Ask.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I had Stephanie in talking about community theater a few weeks ago. So it's always a bit of shaking it up.
Yes.
But we were talking a little bit before we went on the air that the Alaska version of the Nutcracker. I mean, it started out as kind of a novelty, but it's kind of evolved into the thing you guys do now.
Yes, it has. And it's a lot of fun to bring up all the Alaska things and try to figure out how we can make it work and add new stuff every year.
But that's kind of the challenge now, is not just, hey, we're going to do an Alaska Nutcracker, won't that be great? Now it's like, how are we going to do the Alaska Nutcracker differently?
Yes. Melinda and I like to keep ourselves interested and creating, so we try to make the changes, and hopefully the audience likes a lot of things we do.
And Ben and Ruby, I guess Ruby, you've been working on college applications
yes.
and things, and you're probably writing essays about your dance experience,
yes.
and you found a little challenge in trying to explain exactly
yeah.
what's going on here.
It's really difficult to tell someone who doesn't know what dance is, like what it can mean to a person. It's really difficult, and I think I've captured it pretty well in my essays, but it was hard. I mean, because it does mean a lot to you once you've been doing it for a while, so.
Yeah, how about you, Ben? Is the Nutcracker experience, are you carrying any of this forward into any of your college applications?
I'm actually a sophomore, so I have a while to do that, but I'm sure I will.
And maybe one more Nutcracker.
Maybe next Nutcracker. I'll talk to you about college applications. But luckily, all of my rehearsal time has been on the weekend, so it hasn't gotten in the way of like any school time.
Okay, that must be. I'm thinking that it might be hard to shoehorn Nutcracker into everything else that's going on in your life.
It hasn't been that difficult, actually. I think that Melinda and Melissa really go out of their way to make sure that it doesn't get in the way of things, and other things don't get in the way of the Nutcracker.
Okay. All right. Melissa, we talked a little bit about the set. I mean, I think last time the first time that they used the really
Yes,
the
that
big,
was the first time we were in the auditorium,
and,
so
yeah.
there were a lot of big changes last
okay.
time.
Okay, and so, and I'm assuming that same set is going
yep.
in with...
It looks beautiful. It's up right now.
With tweaks, and but is there anything major in terms of the look of the show that we can expect?
Oh, you know, lots of great lighting from Jay, and the sets and the costumes are just beautiful. We have a lot of new costumes in our Snow and Ice and the Northern Lights that the ladies have been working on for a long time.
Is there a number that you can put on how many hours people have worked in the costume room?
I know they have worked over 600 hours on all these costumes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And usually it's a huge payoff for the audience to see these, to see the kind of the creativity that goes into creating the Alaska look. Yeah. Are you going to be wearing bearskins and stuff, Ben, and your...
I'm going to be wearing plaid and Levi jeans and boots that are too small.
Okay. And and if you're in the slime line, that means you're going to be tap dancing in special footwear, right?
Yeah, with extra tufts that have the bottoms cut out so we can wear our shoes under it.
Okay. And Ruby, you're a crab, of course, so that means you get to walk around in the claws.
Kind of.
Frighten the little children.
Yes. We have little mitten things that look like claws, and then we color our point shoes red, which is really fun, and put red ribbons on them. So, yeah.
And Carol Huey last night said that you are your costume, and I think that summed up the elegance of all the costumes.
Yeah, you're not what you eat. You are your costume. At this stage of the game, yeah, you are your costume.
Yes.
For sure. So the Nutcracker is coming up this Friday, opens at 7 o'clock in the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books. Adults are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Children's tickets are $15 in advance, $17 at the door. And there's going to be two performances on Saturday, a matinee at 2 o'clock. Going to be the full show, 7 o'clock, again, the full show Saturday night. And then Sunday, last chance for the Nutcracker at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning, Melissa, Ben, and Ruby.
Thank you.
Melissa Henke is the stage manager and choreographer for one of the choreographers of the Nutcracker. And Ben Gordon is a prospector, slime line dancer, a tour guide. Ruby Gale is a Northern Light crab, a can-can dancer, and the Fireweed Fairy, who's going to be dancing the Paw this year.